Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
You know what, guys? Is the left as dumb as we actually think? Maybe they are. Maybe they are. And I believe, you know, that's been on full display ever since Caitlin Clark's salary for the WNBA actually came out. Caitlin Clark is going to be making, I believe, $76,000 this season when the season actually starts. Now, actually, she's going to make way less than that. I mean, you're talking about agent fees, taxes. Of course, you know, she's not in like the highest tax bracket, but she's probably going to pay a little bit more. Actually, she's going to get less than what the average person would actually get, considering she's an athlete. Athletes also get this jock tax. So if she actually plays like in California, I believe they're going to tax her. Yeah. So she's going to be making less, definitely less. However, Caitlin Clark makes a lot of money off the court. She does. She's probably the highest paid female basketball player on the planet, because for the most part, the women in the WNBA, they're not marketable. When's the last time you actually saw a WNBA player on a commercial? Not on ESPN. I'm talking about like a regular commercial. Now, you see NBA players, you see Steph, you see LeBron, those kind of players, you know, with a big name recognition. But for the most part, nobody can really name many WNBA players. They just can't. Now, Caitlin Clark may end up taking the WNBA to a whole new level. I mean, Rose just dropped a video on the other sports channel, and the ratings for the WNBA draft skyrocketed. I believe it was something like 2.5 million people. I mean, it was big time. Big time. People were tuning in. It was a great night for the WNBA, but can they actually capitalize on this? But the woke media, man, they're focusing on Caitlin Clark's $76,000 salary. I was actually watching a clip of, I think it was ABC, but I'm not really sure. Maybe it was NBC. And they were saying, I understand the economics behind it, but I don't care. She should be paid more. How can you actually get paid more if there's no money? Actually, tell you the truth, guys, every player in the WNBA is overpaid. Why? Because there is no money coming in. They are subsidized by the NBA. It's just that simple, man. Maybe the left just doesn't understand economics. That actually brings us to one Beijing Biden. Joe Biden decided to do his virtue signaling on X, and I'm pretty sure it was actually his handlers, not Joe Biden, because I'm pretty sure Joe Biden knows nothing about the WNBA whatsoever. And he's getting destroyed for this, man. Joe Biden is echoing other leftists. Pay them more. Joe, where's the money come from? Where is the money come from? Maybe, just maybe, if you people actually started watching the WNBA, they can actually get paid more. Now, don't blame the men, because newsflash, you people on the left, you probably don't know this. The vast majority of people that actually watch the WNBA are men. The women are not showing up. It's just that simple. But let's get into what Beijing Biden put out here, because he's getting destroyed. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Look at this on OutKick. Biden posts about female male athletes not getting paid the same after Caitlin Clark's WNBA deal goes viral. Yes. Yeah, Caitlin Clark is going to get $76,000 and the left is freaking out. Maybe the left didn't even know. Yesterday, the WNBA, actually the left didn't even know what the WNBA was. Now all of a sudden, they're realizing now what the pay ranges are in the WNBA, which tells me they never paid attention to the WNBA. They just didn't. Not until the other day when Caitlin Clark was actually drafted. So this is what Beijing Biden, or at least his handlers, actually put out here over here on X. Says, women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve. Wow. Wow. So he's saying here that Caitlin Clark is the best. Okay, right now, Caitlin Clark is not the best women's basketball player in the WNBA. Let's just be real. I mean, college is one thing. We can say what we want to say about the WNBA, but the WNBA is on another level. Okay? Another level. She's not the best. Okay? She's not. There's been other players that are better than her, I'm pretty sure. But it's kind of funny, man, that Biden is saying this, even though Biden has been pushing women out of their own sports. Biden actually wants men to identify as women and play women's sports. He's down with that. Biden is down with that. This doesn't make any sense, man. He's getting destroyed on this here. Look at what Myra Flores from right out here in Texas said. Check this out. When they say the quiet part out loud, believe them. Not one single Democrat voted to protect women this morning. And this is about ban transgender athletes and girls sports. Yeah. Every single Democrat voted nay. Voted nay because they want men to emasculate themselves and identify as women and push women out. But Biden's talking about equal pay. You know what's going to happen, man? This is the only way I actually see the WNBA getting quote unquote equal pay. It'll probably be end up being the same thing as what happened with USA Soccer. Remember, the men would actually generate more revenue. They got paid more. What happened? The USWNT was out there screaming, hollering, whining about equal pay for so long. Guess what? When the men actually played and the women didn't, guess what? Half of that money went to the women. When the women didn't even play. So guess what Biden is essentially saying? NBA, the billions of dollars you guys actually bring in, half of that needs to go to the women. Half of that needs to go to the women. Now, you notice something about when it comes to this equal pay thing, as woke as the NBA is, the NBA is not calling for equal pay. Not one single NBA player wants to contribute a dime to the WNBA. Why? Because when it comes down to it, man, everyone loves their money. Everyone loves their money. Just like the other day was on tax day, right? Can you think of any person that actually loves paying taxes? No. People want to keep their own money. The same with the NBA. So if it came down to it and the NBA was forced to actually pay half of their revenue to the WNBA, I'm pretty sure the Players Union would be outraged. All the woke virtue signaling for the WNBA would fail. Would fail. It's just that simple, man. Biden has no idea what he's talking about. None. Or at least his handlers, because I'm pretty sure Biden did not post that. That was an idiotic post, man. A complete idiotic post. But hey, Biden's an idiot too. So that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.